One of the second options we're offering is to go to an automated system with the same level of service with 2 times a week trash pickup, once a week recycling, and once a week yard waste. Another alternative would be to go to 1-1-1, which means that the trash collection would go down to once a week, recycling would still be once a week, and the yard waste would be once a week. And the fourth option would be 1-1/2-1, which means that the recycling would be picked up every 2 weeks, yard waste once a week, and curbside trash pickup once a week.
Residents can attend one of 5 public meetings at locations across the county to talk about the changes.
We're beginning the public meetings next week, and by Monday hope to be able to make the pricing available to everyone.
For those who can't make a meeting, Lyons says there are also online and telephone services available for ratepayers to get information and give their input.
Well, we'll pull all the information in, see what type of comments we had, see who favored what type of level of service that they want, and we'll present all that information to the board. So we'll spend the time over the end of year holidays doing that prior to the workshop in January.
The Hillsborough County Commission has been discussing changes to trash hauling services for about a year. Currently, 3 companies hold a monopoly over the districts they cover. But at a meeting in September, commissioners voted to open a competitive bidding process to trash hauling companies across the southeastern United States. According to Lyons, that process also redrew outdated county districts.
Was currently there are 3 residential trash collection districts in the county that were established back in 1996 when the contracts were originally done. Through growth and just the period of time, those have become unbalanced. There's unequal numbers of customers in those. So part of the new contract options are we're going to 5 districts and we rebalance the number of customers within each of those districts.
According to Lyons, 6 companies have submitted pricing bids to the county. Though the details won't be released to the public until next week, Lyons said the whole process should weigh in residents' favor.
We believe that there will be cost savings. There will be opportunities to potentially increase recycling if we go with the automated type system. We are definitely going with a single stream recycling process, which means instead of separating out paper from glass and metals, it all can go in one bin.